let's introduce our guest on the show today. It's none other than our celebrity realtor in Arizona, Kiran Vedantam. How are you?
Thank you very much for the glowing introduction. I really don't deserve as much of maybe 30% of what you really said, but I'm very excited to hear the topic on the show. It's excellent that you talk about kids and how they are being grown up here and the education system. I think that is the foundation of everything, that the way that we think. And I really think that you guys have opened up such a tremendous topic that is close to heart to so many parents, specifically Indians and Chinese, who are putting a lot of pressure on kids' dreams and their insecurity about the opportunities.
Absolutely. And, you know, the reason we thought this topic and you kind of gelled so well, and there were similarities in what we were talking about today and with what you have achieved in your life. So I want to tell our listeners, you are the number one Indian realtor in Arizona. You are ranked 113th in the entire United States of America. And
wow, that's quite an achievement.
Yes. And he has been nominated second year in a row for the Arizona Real Estate Achievement Award. So, you know, lots of those great things happening in your life. And you started your career in the real estate industry at a much later stage of your life. You were actually a software engineer, worked in Intel, correct?
Yes.
And then decided one day it was not for you and just gave up the whole, you know.
Let me tell you my perspective of how it all happened for me. The thing is, nobody, I don't think even a very successful realtor is going to start out saying, hey, I want to become a realtor. Because end of the day, I realize that being a real estate agent is not a glorious job to begin with. But what is more critical in how you define success and how you want to lead your life? So for me, being at Intel was a very, very satisfying. It was a complete culmination of my education, getting my master's at ASU. And then living the dream of getting a job at Intel. That's what my mom always wanted. And I was just living somebody else's dream is how I really thought about it. And then when it came to a point wherein I was totally content with the job, my wife also used to be at Intel, so we both were working, making decent money. And then I really thought that there should be something better in this world that we all might not be really seeing. And I thank Intel. Intel is like my mom in this country, because it really taught me so many things. And it gave me a hope that at the end of 7 years of my service, I would be getting a sabbatical, wherein that will be a good opportunity for me to just see and think what I have to do. And most of my colleagues go to India, spend their time in vacationing and all that. So for me, I didn't do it just because we had a kid that time. I'm not trying to say I'm very special that way. But timing has to be right for everything. And I became a realtor just to try out something different from what I've been doing. Mm-hmm. And here I am after so many years. After 6 years of being in the real estate industry, I think I'm successful in that industry. But then the journey doesn't stop here, you see. So from here, I have to go somewhere. Yeah. And I really wish if the listeners are listening to the show, I think it will be totally worth their time if whatever I'm saying is going to motivate at least one or two people just to introspect and try to live their dream. I'm not saying you should be a realtor, because it doesn't matter. You can be painting homes, but if that meets your dreams, I think you'll be very content. And that's what we have to push our kids to do, that you have to live your dream. I don't want my kids to live my dream. I want kids to live their dream. And to understand what their dream is, kids have to have that foundation. And I feel Indian education system is the apt system to build the right foundation. And after that, I'm sure American kids and this society will give them the right platform to be successful.
Yeah, I absolutely think that. And what you said, that it made you grow, and that again, it does make you grow if you try out new things, because you meet different people, you are mixing around with different genre, you've mixed around with Intel engineers, and then you go out and mix around with the realtors, and they're totally different, and you learn from both. So actually, if you are pursuing your dream, you actually grow as a person. Another thing very important you said right now, as I was hearing, that you inspire people to pursue their own dreams. And that's a very acute and pointed inspiration that you give. Anyone who breaks or takes the harder road is an inspiration for the bigger community.
Yeah, that is true. And also the definition of success. How do I tell my kid what is success? Is being rich a success?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For some people it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't argue with that. For some people, buying a big car is a success. But each person has to define their own definition of success. When I told my mom I resigned from Intel, she was not happy as expected. Then she asked, what about Bahu? What about daughter-in-law? She already quit 2 years ago. Now you are quitting. She said, I'm retired. I don't have money to send to you. I said, Mom, why are you speaking like that? I have some plans in life. She was very apprehensive. And then we as adults need to stand up for our dreams and start believing in ourselves. Unless I believe in myself, there is no way I can convince my wife to quit her job. Right. And unless my wife is not confident on me, I am not confident to tell my kids to pursue their dream. So it comes back to the self. Each of the listeners, if they start to really believe in it, then they can do it. Like I was just talking to somebody, they said, oh, even I had a real estate license and I had it for 8 years. I mean, she burst it off as if it's a profession that nobody cares about. Then I told her a joke. In California, when a cop pulls you over, he first asks whether you have a real estate license or not before the driver's license. Because the joke there is everybody has a real estate license.
Mm-hmm.
But think about how many people are really successful in pursuing it as their passion and dream.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it boils down to. How confident are you? How much confident are you in inculcating the same skills into your kids is mm-hmm. the bigger question.
No, what a great thing you said that, you know, confidence about self. It's very, very important to have that. And, you know, that is what takes you ahead. And that is also lets you dream. But again, it depends on parents, also the community, also the education system to instill that confidence.
It's all the resources around you. I mean, education, I'm talking about it. I think education needs to be well-rounded. It has to be schools. It has to come from your parents. It has to come from, a little bit of it has to come from the media too. Not all of it, you know. But, you know, it has to come from your life experiences as well.
That's true.
And also, talking about education, right? Education is not just for the kids. It's for everybody in the sense that I want to be wiser tomorrow than today. And that has to be the goal every day. You wake up and say, hey, I want to be wiser tomorrow. How will you be wiser? If you are doing the same thing over and over and over and over again without a clear direction, you'll never be better tomorrow than today.
You're robotic.
Yes.
Exactly.
And most of us are.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Because of the pressures of the society and the economy and whatever limitations we have dependents that we have to feed. And because of our own insecurities, there are stages in life wherein we cannot take any risk. So everything should come through, and then unless you have a clear belief in what you want to do.
No, and you become so boring because you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. And actually you are just following. It's just that you're a robot. You really don't
But you
don't
understand.
Think.
We need those kind of people also in society so that we can shine.
Right. No, besides that, I mean, that's a part of being educated too. That's a part of being cultivated. And you know, that where you take your own responsibilities. No, this is what I'm meant to do. I work 9 to 5 and I'm providing for my family. I'm giving you a house.
And hopefully some Louboutins and other stuff that follows.
Oh, really?
See, that's the shining people.
I know, but are you buying that for your wife, Kiran? I hope you are.
Okay, I'll say I am.
See, now,
with a straight face.
To be playing it safe.
Yes.
But
yes.
You said something I want to elaborate on it. You said that you had to convince your wife, and you also convinced, because you could convince your wife because you had a lot of confidence on yourself. So how did you do it? Did she leave her job at Intel?
Yeah, yes, she did. I mean, I did not, she was more confident on me. Sometimes it's very weird that some people around us are more confident on our capability. And it kind of, I think that complements. But mm-hmm. what is really the core strength is we believing in ourselves is what it really is. Because even though my wife was confident, it took me 2 more years to really realize that, yes, I can really jump the gun and quit Intel.
Mm-hmm.
Because until I was confident, I never could really do it.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the other side of the coin, it would be foolish just to jump the gun and resign a well-paying job.
Mm-hmm.
So the entrepreneurs who are listening to the show, I have to tell them, just my story of how it all began and how it all culminated. When I quit Intel, I already had enough cash reserves saved in, wherein I have realized that for 2 years, if not even a dollar is earned through me or my wife, still we can pay the mortgage and survive. So that is kind of the buffer that I worked off of. And then I started exploring all the businesses, and I did also start a yogurt business, yogurt store. So I was kind of having some level of confidence that something is going to really click. And then I invested in another hospice business. So I kind of knew something is going to click. But then following the passion means at that moment of time is to try something different, because I knew I have seen the corporate world enough. Now I wanted to try something different, and having the 2 year buffer savings in my bank account is what I really needed, because I was confident we can always find a job in this country. So having that buffer will give you confidence.
Because you're a computer science, darling.
Yeah,
because you have a computer science. So that was the soft pillow that your mom provided.
I would agree with that, and also I would disagree. The reason for that is this, okay? So just having the belief in yourself and trust in yourself would not go well in any country. You need to also have the skill set that it would take to be successful in the business.
Right.
So in this country, the biggest skill set that I've experienced is if you are able to clearly communicate what you have in your mind to the listening party, and if you have a product wherein you can totally bring value to the table, then you are respected much more than anybody else. Coming back to the real estate example, there are realtors dime a dozen in the society. Why would anybody choose one particular person over so many other people?
Mm-hmm.
You need to be bringing some kind of value to the table that nobody is.
Mm-hmm.
Or people, you need to have some kind of personality that people trust.
Mm-hmm.
Your ability. End of the day, with the way the technology is going, being a real estate professional is ending up being a parrot job. So I'm not focusing on the profession. What I'm focusing on is you need to pick the right profession that you see yourself fit. And then you have to be confident that you can really take it through, and you cannot let people who rely on you down. You cannot let your wife down. You cannot let yourself down.
Mm-hmm. You know, hearing you speak right now, I can so clearly see the motivator in you. And, you know, you mm-hmm. are just perfect. Mm-hmm. To help mentor, you know, the young kids or maybe other real estate professionals that are thinking of either venturing here or have some interest in it. And I want you to talk a little bit about your new, you know, goal in life where you're thinking that that's what you want to do. But we'll take that in our next segment. And before we go to our next segment, Kiran, what is your song for our listeners?
I love this song. It's called Ek Junoon, and it talks about passion. Can you please play that song for me, G?
It talks about obsession.
Okay, so it's from ZNMD, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, that one?
Yes, that's the one. That's the one. Let's do it.
Okay, cool. Let's do it.
Oh,
Hello listeners, Googly team is back on the bus, conductor wali bus, and we're sitting here with Kiran Vedantam. All right.
So before we went on our last break, we were talking about your new goal in life, you know, to be a mentor and to start imparting the great knowledge of real estate.
It's definitely not rocket science, but in my own humble way, what I really wanted to do this year is I feel that I've learned a lot in the past 4 years, and anybody who wants to get into the real estate business, I want to open the doors and I want to share the systems that I use to be successful, and I also want to mentor them to be successful. I know a lot of people want to do it part-time, so because I started to do it part-time also when I used to be at Intel, so I want to open the doors for people like that who think that they're interested in getting into the real estate business. And that's my goal this year, is to impart all the education that I learned.
So no, and there is a lot of money in real estate. I remember my realtor, buying a car, a Jeep, after she sold the house to me. And then I said, oh my God, and then she came, yeah, Reese, hey, I got this car after you signed the contracts. And then, oh my God, there's a lot of money, and that's my money. She is driving.
And that goes around. It's supposed to go around.
It's supposed to be her. She earned it.
Yeah, she earned it. So it's not your money. It is her earning.
And the grass is always greener on the other side. You see, if you think about the life of any professional who is self-employed, the toils that they go through,
they're much different.
And I would put it as blood, sweat and tears that goes into everything. Because they are going to sacrifice a lot. The time and the energy. Sometimes I feel I would rather watch YouTube right now than be with this client. That happens. See, even though if I'm living my dream, that doesn't mean there are so many microecology type of things that happens in any profession for that matter, wherein you have to come into compromise and then live your life to the best.
No, you have to. Like, pursuing a dream doesn't really mean that you're not working. You are working, but you're enjoying the work. That makes all the difference.
Are you enjoying your work?
Absolutely. See, if you don't enjoy your work, that means you're working. For me, it's not working.
Exactly.
It's like Right now, if I look at my average number of hours that I'm on 7 days a week, and I work at least on an average 12 to 14 hours a day, but I don't count it as working time at all, because once it's your own business, you become very passionate about it, and the definition of work really changes.
True. Mm-hmm. And that's true. I mean, you are literally a 24/7 guy. We have worked with you. Me and Samarth have worked with you. And so I know that you are very hands-on with people. It's the kind of the way you lead people through things. I always felt that you never pressured us. I always thought that you had our best interest at heart.
See, what I believe is, especially in a service-oriented business like this, you have to be useful. You have to be relevant to the client. If you are not relevant and useful, then you are among the dozens that are around. So without that, and then it has to combine with integrity, honesty, and the client's best interest in your mind. If you don't have that combination in a service business, you'll be a flop. Instead of thinking, what is in it for me, the way I think of it, any transaction is, how much will I grow after this transaction? How many friends will I meet after this transaction? How much will I know and teach other people about this transaction? So each transaction is, that's how I put it. And once you surpass your goals in your life, okay, for me, the goal in my life each year was I should make at least what I used to make at Intel. And that I make it in the first 2 months of my year.
Good.
So after that, it's a bonus, and your real intention is not money anymore. Believe it or not, people think, oh, you're doing it for money. Sometimes you don't do it for money, you just do it for passion.
No, and you know something, Vedantam, what I absolutely just feel that you're talking very root points of MBA studies in this country, and you have an engineering degree. So it is very inborn, these points that you bring, the common sense points, but it's so relevant in corporate. So I'm sure you thank Intel for it, but I'm sure that is very innate talent that you always had about the realization of these MBA rules. And I think all successful, really successful individuals like Mark and Steve's of this world has these innate talent of realizing these MBA points, the God's gift.
Yeah, but I also think one thing about Kiran personally, which I feel, is he's a very, very people person. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can easily relate to him and come to him and be comfortable that he is not
awkward.
That was not the word I was looking for.
But that's what I get from him. Most people, like, this is highly educated people. They are so hard to communicate with.
I agree so much with her. It's, you know, awkward. It's, maybe we wouldn't have used it, but it's
are you
a fantastic usage.
Are you saying he is awkward or
no, he's not.
Okay, before you drag me down or high up, what I have learned is we have to be very genuine.
Genuine.
Right.
I mean, if you are artificial, people probably like you initially.
Mm-hmm.
But once that artificiality is gone, people really don't like you. So for me, being excellent at what I do is fashion for me.
Mm-hmm.
And being my own self is what is in style for me.
Mm-hmm.
And
being
really genuine is what is important for me. So if some people don't like my style, some people might not. I mean, not everybody would like me, obviously. But if they don't like it, it's good that they don't like it from get-go rather than trying to fall in love with me in the beginning. Then hating it later. So being genuine is what is really matters for any service professional, I think.
So when we started the program, we were talking about, you know, how Indian parents push their kids a lot into academia. So where you are concerned, you were a risk taker in some senses. You stepped outside of the box and did something that, you know, probably people at a certain point in their life don't do. I mean, if you're in a cushy job, you're earning all right, you just rather just go in that direction for the rest of your life, you know, even though if it gets boring for you or whatever. But how do you think you are giving back the same experience or knowledge to your kids? I mean, how do you do that?
For me, I have learned two things. The financial IQ that we know or don't know in this country is so low, in the sense that when I was making money at Intel, I did not know anything about insurance. I did not know anything about investments. I had no clue about real estate. I had no clue on how to really secure my retirement. I had no clue about any of those. So the way I teach my kids is, we have to grow overall. And you have to learn how this country and the economy works. And being a real estate professional, I was fortunate enough to associate myself with very well-qualified insurance professionals who did kind of my asset planning. Okay, you're earning a lot of money, now what? I meet doctors and attorneys who are making very good money, who buy real estate through me, and they end up getting suggestions on investments through me. I'm not a professional. I tell them, hey, I'm not an attorney or a CPA to really advise you, but I have gained enough knowledge wherein I can guide people to do a lot of things like financial planning. How do you do it? I'm not a certified financial planner, but I know enough tips and the fundamentals of it, wherein that's what I was talking about, bringing value to the table.
Most
as a realtor,
don't do that.
Most realtors probably don't do that.
They send you to a guy. There's always a third party. There's always a second guy that they bring in.
Yes.
You
know? I mean, having fundamental knowledge it's more self-centered education that I got myself. So I teach my kids the same thing. You have to know. If your financial IQ is so bad, that's the reason even Powerball lottery winners go bankrupt in 2 years. Well, people who are earning 60,000-70,000 are able to retire happily. So in our community, coming back to the education, American or Indian education system is never going to teach you how to manage your money. And
right.
We have to teach our kids how to manage money, how to save for the rainy day, and also how to save smart. Case in point.
But In Indian scenario, the Indians do have certain amount of insecurity, like the Jews in this country. We all are very kind of money-minded, and we know the rainy seasons. But what you said right now, that impresses me, that, you know, it is the whole multifaceted idea or knowledge of something, like the financial education. The whole, like, for example, Indians kind of learn on the job. You know, because Indians are good savers and they save money. But what you said about I can really identify, my child is not a really financially savvy individual. Neither am I. Are you, G?
Actually, yeah, I think I am.
I am too.
You are too?
Very.
I'm not because I probably know which stocks to invest in, but I would make choices that would be irrational. Like, I would be kind of romantic about certain stocks.
You are romantic. That, actually, I totally believe that in you.
I'm romantic about things, you know, and I'm quite passionate. But the straightforward practicality that you bring onto the real estate table is tremendous. I really thank you that I met you.
Oh, thank you. It feels great. But the thing is, what I'm trying to say is, more than the knowledge, the awareness is what it counts. Some people are not even aware of all the benefits of just example, life insurance. How many Indians, I do a lot of short sales. I can really, I'm so disappointed at the alarming rate of people who do not have life insurance. My client, who was 32-year-old, he passed out on the cricket field. Very disappointing, heartening stories. How many of us really spend time planning our vacation versus planning our life insurance? How many of us really know that there are so many options to put money into life insurance and annuities? And how many people are aware that, okay, investing in real estate at some places is good, some places is bad? Just being aware of it is good enough, wherein only then you'll make time for it.
That's true. Very good. So now I know the secret to your success, because, you know, desi language mein ek ticket mein bahut sare maje mil rahe hain.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good one.
But educated maze.
He's a financial advisor. He's an insurance advisor. He sells you the house in a good money, and then he's educated. He's an engineer, which
no,
we really love.
No, but you feel
love.
Comfortable and in those hands. Like, if I'm buying first house, I need somebody like him that I can relate to, that understands the whole
the money issue
around picture.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you got two more clients over here.
I'm not a certified.
Well, you will be mentoring me now. So.
Yeah, I can do anything. That's what it is. I mean, I can even find people a bride if they really are looking for one.
Oh my God, he's Pandit also.
Pandit also.
How about a groom?
Yeah, groom too. Yeah, groom too.
Yeah, she needs a groom.
Not need.
Oh, no, exactly.
Want.
No, not want.
Okay.
It'd be nice.
It would be nice.
It would be nice to have a groom just like a cup of tea.
Okay, so we'll also find you a guy. Just fill out the form on my website. Make sure you put it on the special comment so we can get it too.
Of course, we'll do that.
Who are you ordering, Thor?
Thor, yes.
Okay,
okay, done.
Okay, so I want to sort of, you know, start wrapping up the show, but I do want our listeners to know that if any one of them gets motivated enough at this whole conversation today, you know, about following their dream and doing something within real estate, Kiran is here to mentor them. And so, Kiran, how would a listener of Radio Googly reach you?
They can just go to my website, which is kiranandkiran.com, which is KiranandKiran.com. My wife's name is Kiran, so it's kiranandkiran.com.
Very nice. That's so sweet and romantic.
Thank you. You can just fill up a form on my website and I'll get it.
Kiran, it was so great to have you today on Chaat Papri. I thank you for supporting us, for being part of us, and, you know, just making our listeners get some great knowledge on, just not on real estate, but, you know, just life in general.